so absurd, so fantastic.
You're listening to Ad Lib to Fade on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to Ad Lib to Fade. It's Ross this week, and tonight's program is entitled Los Angeles. It's all about the ugly side of Hollywood and shattered dreams of stardom. You're listening to Ad Lib to Fade on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to Los Angeles. This is Mayor Eric Carson. It is always an honor to host our troops and their loved ones right here in the City of Angels. Current members of the military and their family members are invited to visit the Bob Hope USO, located on the arrivals level across from Terminal 2. The Bob Hope USO is open 24 hours a day and available to current members of the military and their family members without a military identification. On behalf of the people of Los Angeles,
we are vampires. We don't need to sleep. I walk along the streets of Hollywood in velvet gown and Disney crown. Away from celebrity, from the casting call to my starring role, from the pickers to the whores, from the losers to the balls, to the velvet rope, the high grade dope. My lady Fame will play her game. She's moments away. When you live in LA, hey, 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 we're digging deep in LA, hey, 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 we get no sleep in LA, hey, hey, we're
welcome to LA. Hey, hey, hey. tierra. Gente putrefacta camina por las calles. La medianoche está cerca. Las criaturas se arrastran en busca de sangre y aterrorizan tu ciudad. Cualquiera que se ha encontrado sin el alma lista para bailar deberá enfrentar la ira del infierno y se pudrirá en la eternidad.
Scene. Bob, do you have anything you wish to say? Something to Betty before we begin.
No, it's not a contest. The two of them, with themselves. So don't play it for real until it gets real.
Okay.
Just tell me where it hurts, baby.
What?
Hey, Bobby, I want to play this one nice and close, like we did with that other girl. What's her name? The one with the black hair. It felt kind of good. What do you think?
That's good, Woody. Just don't rush that line again. I told you, the line where you say, before what?
Bobby, acting is reacting. I just play off them. They all say, they're going to arrest you. Like that, and then they'll put you in jail. They all say it the same way, so when they say it, I just react. What's your name?
Betty.
Yeah, Betty. Look, you don't rush it, I don't rush it, okay? Now, we're gonna play this nice and close, just like in the movies, okay? Dad's best friend goes to work. Bob?
You're still here.
I came back. Thought that's what you wanted.
Nobody wants you here.
Really?
My parents are right upstairs. They think you've left.
So surprised.
I can call them. I can call my dad.
But you won't.
You're playing a dangerous game here. If you're trying to blackmail me, it's not gonna work.
You know what I want. It's not that difficult.
Get out. Get out before I call my dad. He trusts you. You're his.
You. What do your dad think about you?
Stop. Stop it. That's what you said from the beginning. I tell them what happened, they'll arrest you and put you in jail. So get out of here. Before.
Before what? Put you in jail.
I hate you. I hate us both.
I remember I was in the tanning salon when I heard that River Phoenix was gone. They say that only the good die young, but that ain't true.
Right now, yeah, 'cause you're in Hollywood. about my night last night.
Oh, tell me all about it.
So I'm hanging out in my apartment. I've got some candles lit. I'm feeling good. I've had 8 glasses of wine.
Gotcha.
And down in the street, I hear these 2 beautiful boys playing. They're skateboarding or doing flips or something. And one of them looks up at me and has the most beautiful face I've ever seen. Asian.
Beautiful.
And you know how I like a little Asian. You remember my date with Len?
Very well.
The point is, I say, woohoo, boys. And they sort of look. The one who isn't Asian is black.
You don't have to. This could be a colorblind story.
I want
to
fill it with color.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's like there's a race problem in Hollywood right now.
And in America. A racism problem.
I agree.
Well, this story isn't racist. It's diverse. If everyone in it was white, then it would be racist. Caleb Gallo.
You know what? You're right. Go ahead.
So the boys come up to my apartment and I'm wearing a robe. I'm only wearing a robe. And I say, why don't you come in my boudoir and watch me do a monologue? And they say, where's the bed? And I say, this is the bed right here. And they say, can we sit on the bed? And I say, sure, but these are expensive Japanese linen. And they say, but they're not even soft. And I say,
sometimes things that are expensive are worse.
Wow.
So anyway, I suck both their dicks.
Did you do the monologue?
I did an early work by the master.
Cameron Diaz.
Talk to me.
Caleb's not answering his phone. I need to run this audition.
Oh, what's it for?
Star Wars.
Oh my God, Star Wars?
No, Star Boars. Like Boar's Head Deli Meats. Can I come coach with you, please?
Oh, you want Karen to help you out on your little audition?
Where are you? I need to get off book for this. This opportunity is huge.
Okay, you don't have to tell me how big of an opportunity Star Wars is.
The fuck is that?
Where are you? I'll come over.
I'm at Caleb's apartment, but Billy's here. We can coach you together.
But I have a boner.
I'm on my way!
What about a
fern? Let's call them tropical varieties. They thrive on the humidity. They never let me forget that all Los Angeles is a jungle.
What are you here for?
I'm on 6 beta blockers and a large iced coffee. I have no idea what I'm here for.
She's here for young mom. This is my wife, so just don't say anything about her appearance, okay?
Okay, well, the part's for redheads only.
I have a wig.
Fine.
Well, really dodged a bullet there. They almost didn't have a chance to give me the part.
Oh, you made it.
Big Red.
How you doing, Freckle?
I'm drunk. You're drunk? I thought you were on beta blockers. You were driving the car. No, I'm drunk.
So it's a really warm room. And also, I'm having this little moment where I'm really reattracted to Billy.
I thought you guys had like a really bad date.
It was. But he came on TV the other day in this commercial and I was like, yes, give me that.
He's so fucking sexy.
So fucking sexy. It's like a rocket.
I'm sexy. You're a model.
Freckle.
You're a pizza.
I'm a pizza.
Profile? Another side. All right, do the line.
Come here, kids. Mama's got a surprise for you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Ad Lib to Fade, and this episode is called Los Angeles. In that first part of the program, you heard a song called Hell A by Siobhan Fahey with Titan. You then heard a part of Hollywood by Madonna, followed by Betty Elm's audition scene from Mulholland Drive. Then you heard California by Belinda Carlisle. And after that, some dialogue from the web series The Gay and Wondrous Life of Caleb Gallo, followed by L7, Andre. You're listening to Adlib to Fade on Joy 94.9.
With the amount I drink, I have to put the hydration back on. I'm an alien.
I need a name, a place in the game, a way to sustain, a stake in the frame, then Hollywood, do you come calling? Fickle fate, will it happen too late with the morning sun? Will I be done or in Hollywood? And she starts bawling. I'm talking about the weatherman with his golden tan, has a master plan. He's talking about Hollywood, Hollywood promises. Who needs a chance, but he's clean and bad. I'm talking about hooker bars and the crazy cars searching for the stars. I'm talking about Hollywood, Hollywood promises. Hollywood promises another crazy. Hollywood promises, is it a dream? Hollywood promises another crazy. Star, star, star. You're a star, star, star. You're a star, star, star. You're a star. Inside a trap, just a star on the map. Am I failing in my dreams? Torn apart at the seams in Hollywood, and she's still calling. Talking about the screaming fans, holding out their hands. It's all empty, man. I'm talking about the city fools and the swimming pools. Get the crazy blues. I'm talking about the studio head telling me I'm dead. Get out of Babylon, yeah. Talking about Hollywood, Hollywood promises.
Now if I tell what happened, they'll arrest you and put you in jail. So get out of here before I kill you. I hate Drew. I hate us both.
Well, there it was.
Yeah, there it was, all right. Baby, you got away with you. Really? Very good. Really. I mean, it was forced maybe, but still humanistic. Yeah. Very good. Really. Really. Oh, I thank you, Betty. And I really mean that sincerely. I mean, it was extraordinary. You've done your aunt proud today. I am going to tell her that.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Away so long, I may go wrong and lose my way. Do you
stars that never were are parking cars and pumping gas. You can really breathe in San Jose. They've got a lot of space. There'll be a place where I can stay. I was born and raised in San Jose. I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. Fame and fortune is a magnet. It can pull you far away from home. With a dream in your heart, you're never alone. Dreams turn into dust and blow away. And there you are, without a friend. You pack your car and ride away. I've got lots of friends in San Jose.
Thank you, Wally. I'm sure you all have a lot to talk about. We'll walk Betty out. Bye.
Sam, how the hell did you find her?
God, that was awful. Not you, Betty. You were stellar, and I mean that. But poor Wally. He'll never get that picture made.
No.
Wally's days were up 20 years ago.
You know, Woody Katz is only doing it for a favor. And the cast I hear so far is terrible.
Oh, God, terrible. That poor old fool Wally.
He was very nice, and he seemed so sweet. And Wally, Mr. Brown, is a very close friend of my aunt's.
Settle down, Betty. Don't get me wrong, I love Wally. I ought to. I was married to him for 10 years. And I love actors, all actors. We just get a little catty sometimes. Now, we want to take you across and introduce you to a director who's a head above the rest. He's got a project you will kill. Knock right out of the park. Knock right out of the park. Knock right out of the park.
I am a full-fledged grown-up adult. I'm trying to make a dent. I'm trying to get a result. I'm holed up in a Hollywood hotel suite. Tequila to drink and avocado to eat. They got all kinds of victories and lots of downfalls. They got drugs in the rugs and ghosts in the walls. Starlets in the lobby that can make a man drool. Blood on the curtains and a phone by the pool. Well, I never did see so many TV stars. And I never did see so many rented cars. I never did see so many desperate eyes. And I never did hear so many bold-faced lies. When I was 10 years old, I was alive in the Benedict Canyon down on Hutton Drive. Well, now I'm right back in my old backyard. And I'm trying to get a billboard on the boulevard. I'm trying to get a billboard on the boulevard. But it's been 28 years now that I've been alive. In a matter of months I will be 30 years old. And the apprehension that I feel can hardly be told. I am a full-fledged grown-up adult. I'm trying to make a dent. I'm trying to get a result. And I'm holed up in a Hollywood hotel suite. Tequila to drink, and avocado to eat. Tequila to drink, and avocado to eat.
my grave. Cause in the night time I like to make sure it's a Hollywood nightmare. Put around the board. Rolls Royce in a five-car garage, 10-story house, and a maze named Roger. Everyone thinks she's the woman of the world. She laughs at them, cause she only loves girls. Always watching, always waiting, never feeling, anticipating. Watching little girls with emotion of lust. Her mind is snapped, it starts to rust. She acts like a star, there's nothing to hide. She knows it's there, running inside. Can't control herself, hell breaks loose. Her mind is snapped, she's tired of her news. Ha!
Figures. Minus 7. Minus 5.
Tom, trust me, you're still very popular.
I know, it's just the fan club numbers are down, you know.
Tom, don't worry, people will love you again. Just relax.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, look! You have a message on the answering service machine.
Oh, yeah. Great.
This is your message bank to say that you have...
Come on.
0 messages.
Shit!
That means nobody has called you.
Okay,
that means nobody has called you.
Where's the goddamn instruction manual?
Out of the 850 million telephone calls made across America today, none have been for you.
Jesus Christ! Tom Crispy.
Sorry, wrong number.
Shh, you sure?
Oh, yeah.
I mean... Do you know who I am? I am Tom Cruise! Shit! Shit! Shit, I don't believe this!
Don't be so intense, Tom, okay?
You are telling me not to be intense?
Shh, relax, Tom, okay?
I can't relax, Penelope! My fan club numbers are down!
Shh!
You know what? I will be in the jacuzzi.
But Tom, the jacuzzi's broke.
What? Shit! That's right! Shit!
Hello? Penelope speaking?
Yeah, hey Penelope, Sandy here.
Oh, Tom! It's for sure! You have a call! It's your agent, Andy!
Actually, Penelope, I wanted to speak to you.
Andy, I think you better speak to Tom. He needs true support right now.
Yeah, whatever.
Pen, give me the phone, come on. Hi, Andy? Yeah, what do you want?
I don't know, what do you want?
What do you mean, what do I want? You rang me.
Oh, yeah. I want to speak to Penelope.
Shit! Jesus Christ!
Now, Tom, watch the curtains!
Jesus! Hey! Fuck! The curtains! Okay?
What the hell's up his ass?
Sweet Hollywood side, you're my side.
I've made up my mind we'll bury him in the garden. Any city laws against that?
I wouldn't know.
I don't care anyway. I want the coffin to be white, and I want it specially lined with satin. White. Or deep pink. Maybe red. Bright, flaming red. Let's make it gay. How much will it be? I warn you, don't give me a fancy price just because I'm rich.
Lady, you got the wrong man. I had some trouble with my car, flat tire. I pulled into your garage until I could get a spare. I thought this was an empty house.
It is not. Get out.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you lost your friend. And I don't think red is the right color. Wait a minute, haven't I seen you before? I know your face.
Get out, or shall I call my servant?
You're Norma Desmond. Used to be in silent pictures. Used to be big.
I am big. It's the pictures that got small.
Uh-huh. I knew there was something wrong.
They're dead. They're finished. There was a time in this business when they had the eyes of the whole wide world. But that wasn't good enough for them. Oh, no. They had to have the ears of the world, too. So they opened their big mouths, and out came talk.
That's where the popcorn business comes in. You buy yourself a bag and plug up your ears.
Look at them in the front offices, the masterminds. They took the idols and smashed them. The Fairbankses, the Gilberts, the Valentinos. And who have we got now? Some nobody.
Don't blame me. I'm not an executive, just a writer.
You are writing words, more words. Well, you've made a rope of words and strangled this business. But there's a microphone right there to catch the last gurgles. And Technicolor to photograph the red swollen tongue.
Wake up.
Get out!
Listening to Ad Lib to Fade on Joe 94.9, we're about two-thirds of the way into the program called Los Angeles. In that second third of the show, you heard Billy Idol, Hollywood Promises, followed by some dialogue from Mulholland Drive, the aftermath of Betty's audition. Following that, Dionne Warwick, Do You Know the Way to San Jose? Followed by Hollywood Hopeful by Ludon Wainwright. After that, The Suspects, Hollywood Nightmare, followed by The Hollywood Motel, Tom and Penelope. After that, Miguel, Hollywood Dreams, followed by some dialogue from Sunset Boulevard. You're listening to Ad Lib to Fade on Joy 94.9. Thank you.
who you say you're from. You thought you could make it, but the city won. Yeah, now you're living on nothing but pills and low income. Your hopes all gone, so give yourself away. Show me how you go, oh, oh, on the floor, oh, oh, covered in rose gold, oh, for me. You got me feeling so way, hey, hey, so I'll say, hey, hey, this is the day you became a Hollywood whore.
Share with you a day in the life of an actress. I am auditioning for Mr. Clean. Yes, they are seeing just about everybody, so I have absolutely no emotional attachment to this. I'm pretty wrong for this part. They don't know what they want. They'll know it when they see it. So I gave them sort of a little faux hawk thing. This is not well done. I don't even know what the back looks like. Well, I kind of know what the back looks like, and it's not good. But I don't have time to make it perfect. It just has to sort of convey an idea, and I am on the move. My car's going to be here in a moment. That's going to drive me to Hollywood, where I'm going to pick up my car rental so that I can then come back here and get ready and then go down to Santa Monica and then come back here and get ready for another audition and then head back into Hollywood. It's going to be one of those days. Plus, I have to do an audition here at home. So, driving back home from Hollywood after picking up the car, that took a little bit longer than I intended to, so I had to call my manager and have him make my audition just a little bit later. Ah, getting on the 405, going to my audition. I have now spent 3 hours getting to my audition. So I just got out of my Mr. Clean audition, and, well, they told us we had one shot at the song, and they didn't want us to do Ordinary. They didn't want us to just sing the jingle. They said, whatever you do, make a commitment and do something big. So I did the Mrs. Doubtfire version, which I had originally intended to be very Mary Poppins, and it came across as being Mary Poppins, so I'm glad that it was more Mary Poppins than Mrs. Doubtfire, and now I have to run home and get into my dominatrix gear.
To Hollywood, they find you to time you, say you're the best they've ever seen. You should have never trusted Hollywood. Should have never gone to high.
really met some professional actors. It takes a lot of work, you know, to be a really good actor. You can't just get up there and recite the lines. You have to really become that person. So I had been hanging out recently with some professional actors, and one of them who had been very successful in Hollywood. Hollywood is, it's a very dark place. There's a lot of really sinister stuff going on there. The same people who control the politicians control the media and all of Hollywood, but it's very, very dark. I mean, I'm talking, you know, mind control, ritual abuse, blackmailing, a lot of really, really awful stuff going on. This guy, who was a very, very successful Hollywood actor, ended up getting like on the wrong side of the Illuminati. He got on somebody's bad side and he was a victim of an incredible vendetta. And you got to hear the stuff that they did to him. I mean, they're really creative. If you don't know what goes on in Hollywood, like how dark this really is and how much this overlaps with CIA and mind control, MK Ultra, and all kinds of really other sinister stuff, like I said. And by the way, I just want to add that a lot of what you see on the news is also done by professional actors, like stories such as this one. Missing You to Mother is not missing CBS exposed fraud. See this guy? He's supposed to be the husband of a woman who went missing. But the fact is, he's actually an actor. The character he's playing that doesn't exist, neither does the mother, the kids, that family doesn't exist. It never happened. They're all actors. Yeah, the news, it's just another show. I mean, it's like literally, it's acting. Just like the president, the speeches, all that, it's no different from movies in Hollywood.
What happens is I collect money and it goes into like a big pot.
Oh, great, because I like pot.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Ad Lib to Fade, this episode, Los Angeles. In that last section of the show, you heard a song called Put on a Show by Linda Carter, followed by Dropout, Hollywood Horror, and then you heard Monique Parent talking about the daily struggles of an actor in Los Angeles. Then you heard System of a Down, Lost in Hollywood. And then you heard The Truth of Girls talking about the dark side of Hollywood. And closing out tonight's show, Grace Jones, Hollywood Liar. Thanks for sticking with me over the last hour, and I hope that you can tune in next week on Thursday night at 11 p.m. to hear Greg on Ad Lib to Fade on Joy 94.9.